Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift. And we're here again having another Monday show, the start of the week. It's snowing out today in Mount Shasta. And so if you're on the archive listening to it in the summertime, it won't be snowing, but today is January 18th. So let's start an emotional clearing for everybody. And we're just coming one day away. Yesterday we had our 8-hour marathon healing. We have one coming up next Sunday and also Saturday for physical body rejuvenation. So Saturday is 4 hours and Sunday is 8. So if you're interested in having your body worked with to feel better, more than likely this is what you want to do. So here you go, emotional body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Feeling body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And we'll do a sensory body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And let's do some entities. So 5 days ago, in fact, we'll just do them today for everybody. Because the ones that were 5 days ago may have gone. Remember, they only come in when they want to experience something through you, through your body. So the ones today we'll try to get rid of here. Remember, we can have thousands of them, and we'll see which ones your spirit can help to roost out of you here. So if you'd like, bring up the light beam on your monitor screen, and we're going to activate that, bring in the male energies today, and they'll help with this clearing of the entities. So if you start feeling a little better, maybe you may have pain in your body, all of a sudden it might just instantly go away. It happens with a lot of people when they do an entity clearing, they get released out of them because they bring in the pain. This is why we have the entity clearing on the website. So here we go. And it also helps you feel better. We also have on the website a space clearing. This is for where you're going, where you're living, maybe your car, your home, bedroom, different places, we'll say, in your house where you live. And you can do clearings there. And the price for that is $10 a week, $30 for the month. And people have had a lot of good luck with that, getting rid of things. So we'll be talking about that a little bit later here on the show. And still doing some entity clearing. Remember, these come into your body because they resonate with you. Anyway, that's why they come in, because they want to experience something that you're experiencing normally in your lifetime or in your DNA, and they want to bring it out and have that experience. And a lot of times these entities will body hop between family members and also relatives. So remember, they know your DNA because they lived in a body of someone. Typically the body would not be here on the earth. It would be probably buried or disintegrated, we'll say, through the funeral process. But from there, that entity, that spiritual body that we call an entity, created by the earth, is now floating around looking for something to come into. So if it knows your body genetics, then it will go typically through relatives. So you could be living with inside of you maybe a great-great-grandfather or grandmother, and you may wonder why maybe your parents are saying, do you have traits of my grandparents or something like that, okay? That could be the reason, because you are living with that entity, living through you. It's keeping you in the same mindset as your distant family relative. And that can also be true of maybe your spouse or your significant other who's with you. You may be living with maybe your mother-in-law in that body if she passed on, as it came into maybe the son or daughter. So that's just food for thought for everybody. So just because the person may have passed on that you maybe didn't like, they could be right with you even more so. So these entities now are hopefully being released from you, the ones that your spirit is choosing to get rid of here. There we go. Okay. Let's do a mind-to-heart drop, and this we do on a lot of the programs that you want to probably memorize how to do this, or at least write it down. Think of your awakening thoughts, your consciousness, what you think with right now in your head. And that's, say, on the 10th floor of the elevator. Say that's your forehead, in your brain, wherever, between your ears. And then the first floor is your heart center, where your spirit resides. So this is a whole different energy. Your mind's in time, your spirit's out of time. So you want to take the in-time energy of mind control and bring that into the, say, zero-point energy, if you want to use that term, in the now, into your heart center, and then you're out of the other one. So you have a choice which mind to use, the heart of your mind or the mind inside of your head, which is in time. So here we go. Coming on, going down here. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, what I'm going to do is put some music on momentarily here for everybody so you can stay heart-centered, mix with your spirit, and we'll be back in about a minute. If our co-host is out there, Annika, are you out there in cyberspace somewhere?
Yes, I am, Ron. Thank you. It's great to be on again, and thank you all who are on the Fast Chat. There's a lot of people on there, so thank you for tuning in today to this Monday, and wanted to mention that you may all call in. We are open to take callers, and if you have questions or suggestions, you can call the show. Or you can also put it on the Fast Chat. And I'm just going to start off with talking a little bit about what Heal is commenting on and says there has been a lot of attacks lately. So I was wondering, because I was seriously feeling those samples you did, Ron, and didn't know that the entities would feel that strongly for me today. So what would you say? Is there something going on, or... is it just us?
I don't think anything is probably more than normal,
mm-hmm.
Or unusual. You know, we do have, you know, the media and, you know, all the information about, you know, what's going on in Haiti with the problems there and, you know, the hurricane and some of the energies happening. Basically, that's probably all dark side energies that I perceive happening here. So it's not a natural disaster. It's just an alien attack bringing the energies in here. Remember, the light would never cause that. So natural, that would tend to mean, I would guess in everybody's vocabulary, that the Earth decided to cause itself harm, to sabotage itself, okay? And so that's how I would take that. So would the Earth really want to do that to itself? And would the Earth spirit choose to have an earthquake to hurt the creations that it created, plus the humans here? Well, I don't think it would. And so the earthquake that we have happening and other things going on now, these are all things that the dark side brings to us. That's why a lot of the clouds are dark clouds. When you see dark clouds out there, you can see, at least here in Mount Shasta anyway, you can see sometimes a beautiful sky and out of nowhere is a dark cloud. You go, wonder why it's showing up dark. Well, you know, hello. And then naturally you have ship clouds, but other things happening. But basically, you know, people could be feeling those energies, and it could be residue coming over from the alien attacks that's going through the Earth here, and you could be feeling that energy. So that could be being brought to you by the aliens, and it's just how you're sampling the energies as they're coming to you. That's how I would probably answer that question.
And maybe we're feeling things stronger if we have been on your call that you had yesterday from the 8-hour call. Getting more of our spirit into ourselves is possible. That maybe.
And you may have more awareness possibly. That could be true too. Remember, before you have these particular healings or calls or even the BBS show here, if you haven't listened to them before, you will find yourself changing and you're going to have more consciousness and you're going to feel more of what's happening to yourself, because you're being directed and pulled out of the darkness. So when you're out of the darkness, then you can see light and be in light and then look into darkness. Otherwise, you're looking into darkness all the time as the darkness envelops you.
Mm-hmm. So Heal is continuing here with saying that the body, legs feels heavier than usual. And how about when arms and legs feel numb? Or when the computer gets a glitch, and
yeah,
she's
noticed
that.
Yeah, that's normally the same stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what happens, is that the dark side, you know, comes in and causes, you know, more problems.
So she's also asking, how does the spirit or soul tend to go out of our bodies? Maybe you can talk about that.
Actually, you actually force your spirit out of your body by your DNA and by the thoughts that you have typically, and are you here? You see, you have to realize that, are you actually living this reality? Okay, are you living a parallel life? Are you living in that billboard that you see in front of yourself, or are you actually physically here on this planet? So I don't get into that too much, but the shows have been going that way. We have a lot of people talking about car accidents. The cars appear out of nowhere sometimes, or you're doing something, and all of a sudden you go, wow, where'd that come from? It wasn't here a second ago, and now it's in front of me. So the answer to that question, which you probably have all had, is the fact that the energies that you're living in, or maybe you're here for 15 minutes living on the Earth, and then you go into that billboard in front of you, okay? And you step into that, and then you're transported, abducted to a parallel universe, okay? That looks like this one. Now, you don't know that you're not here, but you're living the same life somewhere else. And then maybe they start attacking you there. And then when you come back here, you still have the same memory. And you wonder, wow, you know, I'm under attack. But here you're actually in more light. So you may actually recognize that more than what you have noticed before. So that's what's kind of happening. So you're probably living, you know, basically many lives at one time, which you should not be. And these are parallel lifetimes. And you may not be consciously aware yet when you're being abducted and when you're going to the exact same reality in appearance that you're living right now. So that could be what is happening. Remember, I mentioned maybe 6 months ago or so, a gentleman was saying that for whatever reason, I'll just say he felt maybe a little strange, but he commanded his spirit and his body to be here in this lifetime only. and he had some eggs on the counter. I guess it's breakfast time. He's going to cook himself a couple of eggs or so. And he felt his body do a little jerk or something like that. He felt a shift of energy in his body. Let's just put it that way. And then all of a sudden, the eggs that were on the table fell off because the table was not where the eggs were. So they relocated the eggs and himself, right, from another parallel universe here. They got beamed down, we'll call it, but he was not in the exact location. So maybe he got moved over 6 inches. Well, naturally, the eggs would not be on the counter 6 inches away, and they fell to the ground or to the floor. So that's what happens. So you want to be very aware of what they're doing. Remember, there's people doing time traveling and stuff. That's, there was a show on BBS about that on Saturday. If you want to tune into that archives, it was James Gillian's show, and it was hosted by another gentleman. And they were talking about a person who was involved with the government time travel technology and how they would go back and forth in time and stuff. And so all that is known to us. You know, if you don't know about it, you know, that's what's happening. And just because now it's, in a sense, coming out in the open more recently, maybe the last 20 years, it's been going on for a long time. And so what we're hearing now in maybe trying to understand or believe and to bring it into your own consciousness, yeah, this might be real. Well, it is real. And, this is what they show on movies and stuff. So the whole process is, were you attacked in a parallel universe, okay? And you brought it back here and you feel attacked. So that's one way to look at it. It may not have happened here. It may have been somewhere else. So I thought I'd bring that out just to make the show a little more interesting. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, yeah, I thought maybe I can talk about one of the older questions that I know has been on the Fast Chat before and has come up, and I kind of related that to something that you have on your website, which is the water charging, but there was a question that was asked by, I think, a few people about Jesus and how we know from when he was here that he's talked of changing water into wine. And for me, I kind of feel that the water charging that we have on your calls, on your 8-hour calls, and also that is available for only $1 each on the website are so powerful that I was wondering if that's maybe a symbology of that.
Yeah, very, very good, yes. So I'm sure that he also changed many other water energies into other things too. Is that possible? Yes, we do it all the time on the website. A lot of the calls we do water charge. We do skin misting water, so that's just something that we do all the time. So is that possible? Yes, the Lightship is doing that right now as you speak. If you wish to go on there for $1 and charge up some water, it will be done. Don't ask to have it turn into wine. They probably will not do that because they're not going to, in a sense, grandstand for you. To do something that intense, but they will change the energy of it to make it body compatible for you and to give you different energies to help your body out. So that's the way the Lightship works. But it's trying, if you're trying to go there and say, yeah, I want to validate the Lightship clearings and I want my water to become, instead of crystal clear, I want it to become, black like tar or something, they're not going to do that. But they will work with you to make the water that you're drinking body compatible and to give you maybe nutrients that you need to give your body better health. So I think we have a caller online.
Yes. Hello.
Hello. Hi, it's Kimberly. How are you?
Good.
Hey. Good, Kimberly. How are you?
I was hoping I could ask a question.
Sure, go ahead.
So energy is known as emotional bodies, known as ghosts or ancestors. Why would the emotional body not follow the spirit after death?
That's a very good question. The reason is, I think, is because it does not want to go into the forced reincarnation process.
It has a consciousness?
Yes, it does have a consciousness, but I don't think the dark side wants to take it and bring it up because of the frequency difference. So the energy of the emotional body is much lower than your own spirit. And so your spirit has energies to manifest with, where the emotional body does not have that same quality of energy. So it cannot do manifestations where your spirit can. And so the emotional body needs a physical body to work with, to do physical manifestations with moving objects like hands and feet or whatever, okay? So that's how the emotional body works. Where the spirit energy uses spirit energy, this is what looks out of your eyes, and it can work with those energies to bring forth a manifestation, which is what the, what your spirit will do when it works with your body energy, working with your auric field, working with your soul family to bring upon yourself negative effects typically through spirit-soul contracts from your soul family. And so I don't think the dark side really wants to deal with the emotional body because it's too low of energy and it doesn't have the caliber of horsepower to do what they want it to do. But it does cause a lot more problems typically when people... So they probably want it down here because of the addiction carryovers that it has built inside of it.
Sure, so they're treated like rubbish, and they have a consciousness, and so they're kind of in a panic for surviving on the level that they expired on.
Yes, and you can look at everybody who gets emotional. They're dealing with some type of issue, and that issue keeps them from being spirit-centered. So
right.
They're emotionally centered in a situation. So it's just a lower frequency, and the light and the darkness likes that too because it keeps you busy, it keeps you tied up in the mental knots and things of the dramas and traumas. And so on one hand, your spirit works with one energy at a higher frequency, which they can control through your soul family, because your spirit's not connected to the light. If it was, it would not be here. It's connected to the light of the darkness, even though it does contain that light inside of itself, but it's cut off from that. And then the emotional body is working with the low energy of the earth spirit, which is more physical, and it's bringing forth the DNA energy that it has stored inside of itself. So the dark side actually is actually winning on both points. It has the light energy, we'll call it, of the light of the darkness, and then it also has the heavy densities of the physicality here, and that gets transferred into entities. So they got both ends covered.
So when you see an entity and someone, are they able to shapeshift, or do they always stay in the same form?
Oh, okay. The entities that are physical here from people who died will have typically the appearance, what you see as ghosts, okay, in rooms, and they can hang on to you. And they can also come through and bring forth their appearance in a room. Let me turn my phone off here. It's ringing here. There we go. And they can come forth and bring to you a lot of negative stuff, because they're going to be bringing the body image to you of that person. And in that image, in that DNA form, that blueprint form, it has that stuff in it also. This is why when people sometimes see a ghost or sense a ghost, they may get a reading from that ghost of what it's there to do. And a lot of people who will actually do spiritual readings will actually be reading the entities / ghost around the person, because that is working through the person at that particular time. And because it's invisible, it can be called the word spirit. And so people who do readings say they're reading your spirit. Well, it would be a spirit, yes. Is it just out of your eyes? No. But it's still called a spirit. And so that's why they call it spiritual readings, because they're reading the spirit energy. But is it actually you? No. Someone else? Yes. But it's attached to you, and it looks like you when it's with you.
Right. Well, I know the one... that you removed, you removed a few, but one in particular liked having red hair, and I was really compelled all the time to kind of get this perfect shade. And now that she is gone, I don't even, it's not even an issue anymore. I mean, it was, she was really integrated deeply into me that way, and I didn't recognize her as being separate. I just recognized that as being some quirky thing about myself. So when the creation light ship is assisting in the removal of the entities or these ancestors, why put us through their emotional healing? Why can't they just be extracted and healed on the ship away from us? Why do we have to stay corded to them for the healing process?
Oh, okay. You first have to find them because the density is so low. And so the light ship is not going into the earth spirit and reading the information about how it created its creations, okay? So it doesn't really have a way to connect to that energy unless you request it. Then it will look at you and see what's attached to you, connected to you, quartered to you. And then at that time, because you're requesting a healing, remember, it sees you as perfect. And then at that point, it will change your reality as you're asking for your reality to change. And so since it didn't create the entities of emotional bodies, it doesn't really have a way to connect to the energy of the manifestation to get rid of all of them, because there's so many created by the earth spirit. So that's the earth spirit's job, is to get rid of these. At some point, maybe it will. But at this moment right now, as we're speaking, people still have entities.
I'm not quite sure where this ancestor emotional body entity goes once it's healed and then separated from me.
Okay, so once it's released from you, it turns back into energy, and it's given back to the earth spirit. So when I do the 4-in-1 clearing, the last portion of that, where we take you out of karma, take you out of your soul family, eliminate your karmic ties, get rid of these energies. During that session, we also bring forth all of your energies that you brought forth on the earth plane in all of your manifestations and all of your thoughts, and when those are returned back to your spirit so it can become more whole and complete, because you have to come back and look for your parts if you don't do this. So we're bringing everything to you. And then at that point, you are now completely responsible, because before that, the soul family set up your spirit to cause you physical harm and problems if you were not conscious enough to heal your body. So what happens is now you're responsible, after having that clearing, to tune into your body for the clearings that your body needs and healings. So you will not be set up any longer. If you don't get something, it's up to you to understand that you have to heal yourself. And that's what's so wonderful about having that, is that you know now what to do for your self-empowerment, and you're not being tripped up by other people, causing a car accident or a broken arm or tripping or skinning your nose or causing something, having your finger cut off because you weren't paying attention doing something, which is strictly a spiritual setup in the process of learning a quote-unquote spiritual lesson, which is really the dark side programming that you want to get out of your body, that your spirit wants to get them out of your body. This is what it's there. So the dark side says, oh, we'll empower your spirit, and, you know, we're the light of the darkness, but your spirit sees you as light, and it says, your job is to, what it always has been, is to help heal the body. And so it goes, yeah, I'm here to heal the body. And it says, well, what we'll do, we'll help you in this process, and we'll set the body up to have all these problems. And then at that point, your body goes through, maybe after the age of 10, maybe sooner, but as these invisible and energetic bodies get filled up full of your crud, which is judgment that was brought forth through living life here on this planet with other people, then all of a sudden these bodies become overfilled, and then you start having troubles and problems with your body as these energies leak into the body, and then you're on the road to death because your body cannot handle these energies. So the earth spirit put these bodies with you, but by the age of 10, more than likely, the bodies are already contaminated full of your stuff because you haven't cleaned them out, not knowing that you have to do this. And it's not taught in churches and not taught in schools. So all of a sudden, you start your process here, we'll say from the age of 10 until you die, because of not knowing how to clean out these bodies. This is what the light ship does. This is the teachings of Jesus, why he came 2,000 years ago, to clean out the sin in your bodies, we'll call it, okay, as the Bible was written and talked about as far as sin. That's what he came to do, clean out your genetic history. So, back to you, I guess, Kimberly, if you have anything else to add.
I do. You made a comment about parallel realities. And I had an experience many years ago, and I was walking along the sidewalk, and I was getting ready to cross the street, and all of a sudden I realized there were no cars and there were no people, but all the buildings were there and the gas station that was, you know, next to me. And I was, as soon as I got this strange, like, ooh, wow, what's going on? And then I felt this snap. And then I was in the midst of all this car noise and activity of the city. And it really puzzled me. And I had to sit down. I sat down on the curb, and I was wondering if I was having some spiritual revelation or if this is what they meant about everything is how you believe it is. You make this, you manifest all this yourself, and it's all in what you believe. And I was really very, you know, a whole quizzical kind of experience. And then meeting with you and discovering the parallel planets and the courting to them and cloning and all that, then it made sense that maybe that was the experience I had, but it was such a short experience. I don't know if it's because I was aware that there was nothing on, or, you know, I'm sure it will probably always be unexplained, but I did have a weird experience like that.
Yep, so I would say typically you were taken to a planet, so what you're doing, you're walking, okay, mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden this billboard appeared in front of you, which you looked at, which looked like the buildings on your street with cars moving, and you walked into that billboard, and during that exact split moment in time, that billboard now became a parallel planet. So you were like what we see on TV, we'll just say they created a Stargate, we'll say, or a portal, but we'll use the word Stargate because that's a TV program. And
yeah,
so you walked into a portal that had a billboard in front of it that was active, that looked like where you were. And then all of a sudden, when you walked out of the portal, somehow the darkness chose not to have any life on it, or they didn't put any life into it yet, but you saw the streets without anything on it. So you just saw like a vacant town. So that's probably what happened. Then when you brought your consciousness back again, trying to figure out what happened or whatever, then you were brought back through the portal and brought back here again. Now, if you would have been there longer, very possibly, maybe you would have saw the dark side manifesting more people. Maybe all of a sudden you would have saw cars coming down the street. So you probably caught them off guard slightly, and they didn't finish their manifestation of bringing and beaming everything up from where you were looking here on this planet to their parallel lifetime. So you're probably just caught in the middle there.
Yeah, I wasn't in the awareness for very long. It was quick. It was a quick shift.
Yep. So that's probably what happened.
Okay.
So this happens. You can be walking, like you said. You could be driving your car, and all of a sudden it changes. But you don't realize unless you're really, really conscious. And then when you are abducted, you know, you still look like you're driving or walking here. Then they check your implants out, put in new programming, give you a dark side tune-up, make sure that everything is functioning properly in their time. But remember, you're controlled by their time-space reality. And then when they're finished with you, which we'll say could take 3 months, their time, okay, Your time may be a few seconds to maybe 15 or so, or maybe even 15 minutes. And then when they're done with you, then they bring you back here again, drop you off maybe on that particular road that's winding around in the mountains or maybe down the freeway. And you might realize that all of a sudden there's a car next to you that wasn't there before. Maybe they actually brought you in a little bit out of the time-space reality of where you were before. Or maybe you were driving and you missed maybe a couple off-ramps on the freeway. Or maybe you thought, gee, I thought I already passed that off-ramp, you know, 2 minutes earlier, because you were still on the dark side program that was created by them, driving your car in a dark side planet, okay, on that freeway. So when they brought you back here, maybe they actually brought you back maybe a half a mile prior to where you were in that parallel lifetime. And so now you're seeing a deja vu pattern. And you go, well, I thought I already passed that off-ramp. And here it is again. Yeah. What happened? Well, I just be freaking out, you know, whatever, you know. You don't think much about it because your reality is based on what you're perceiving with your eyes, okay?
Right.
So that's good food for thought. So, and a lot of people are experiencing that more and more right now. So that's what could be happening. You know, it gets to be very complicated to talk about this because you start wondering where your reality actually is, you know. It's like the old saying, you know, like when a tree falls in the forest or something, do you hear it fall? Well, if you're not there, you're not going to hear it fall. And is there really a forest, you know? Is the reality that's around you only created as you move into that reality? That's another one, too.
Okay.
That gets even freakier, you know? So, you know, if you look out and you can only see, well, say, for 5 miles, you know, is there something at 6 miles ahead of you? Maybe you got to move out, you know, driving your car, and all of a sudden they start creating a billboard for you. Well, that's what I call it anyway, you know, the visual effects, we could say it another way, so that all of a sudden you're now moving into something else. You know, I don't know. It's good food for thought. It can really puzzle your mind.
Yeah, I'm wondering about that. I haven't quite grasped it yet. I get the concept, but
no.
I haven't really quite had a conscious experience of it yet. I've felt like I've been in a coma for many years, you know, like asleep. But
so it's sort of like we're walking on a conveyor belt that's moving, okay? And is it speeding up or is it slowing down, you know? And you're still doing the same space or the same pace. And what if you walk off the end of that, you know, the conveyor belt? Then what happens? Are you really in reality?
Pretty wild, Ron. But I am tremendously grateful that the entities, I get the entities and I get the parasites. And it's really helped stabilize me so I can be more aware of what's really going on around me. So, because those can be so distracting.
Yeah, so entities are probably the reason why everybody listening has problems in their life. You know, I would like to say that, you know, the light ship is here to get rid of entities. Well, that's the job of the spirit of the planet, not the light ship's responsibility. If you request for yourself, it can help you. And maybe if you request for one other person, it can. But it's not going to do everybody on the planet because it's here for ascension. That's its main role, is to have the earth spirit ascend. And then the earth spirit will work with this blueprint, and naturally you're part of that blueprint of this planet because you're living on it. So it's not the light ship's responsibility to fix everything here. At ascension time, you know, everything will be fixed that can go to the light. And if you happen to be on a parallel universe, then you may not be going to the light. You may be on the parallel universe of darkness that looks like light to you, like we were just talking about earlier here, the last 5 minutes. So, back to you, Annika, and thank you for calling. Unless you want to add something else, Kimberly.
No, thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye to you.
Bye, Kimberly, and thank you so much. You really bring up some great, great points, and I know it's something we all kind of wonder about. I think a lot of people I see on the fast chat would love to just have that happen, Ron, where we could request all entities on Earth to be dissolved. Ed is mentioning that, and, you know, heal some of the other ones on the fast chat there. And you kind of went into that. I don't know if you want to go on about that a little more, about why CLS just can't dissolve all leftover emotional bodies.
Well, the first thing, it's not its job to do that because it's the Earth spirits. It's only here for ascension. And so, you know, the next thing is you have to work on yourself first. So if everybody here on this planet got rid of entities out of their bodies and sent them back to the Earth spirit, remember, once they're in somebody, you have to release it out of that. So it's inside of somebody, inside of their physical body temple, and you're not necessarily going to find it. Okay, so it's already hidden away. So if everybody on this planet were to become awakened and the entities were to get released and everybody were to say, yeah, I now want the entities out of my body, I ask my spirit to kick them out, etc., then the Earth spirit would be empowered to do this clearing. But it has its own agenda. Remember, it's saving itself, okay? That's why the Earth spirit is you know, probably about maybe 7%, 8% of itself left here. Okay, so when I talk about how much spirit you have in your body, if you came to me and you said, Ron, you know, I have, say, when it started in October, I think it was about 3%, and we'll say that you came to me and said, Ron, I have only 3% of my spirit. I said, well, you're like a walking zombie. You're like a drug addict. You have no hope. Your eyes are completely glossed over. You're in bad shape. Your spirit is in bad shape. Why is it in bad shape? Because people are bringing in alien energies here. They're killing the spirit of the Earth. You know, that's what they're doing. The spirit is now fighting for its survival. So is the spirit going to worry about you and entities here? No. It's worrying about itself. So it has to get itself back together. I'm sure when it gets a lot more empowered, maybe when it gets to 80%, then it will start to deal with the bodies that it created for you to help protect yourself. That's your job. You're supposed to be dealing with these. It's not the Earth spirit problem to deal with what you created and how you choose to run your DNA and how you choose to respond and act about situations in your life. Okay? You have the power to get rid of these. You know, if you kick out the entities, yeah, the Earth spirit will take them back. But you have to do that yourself, and it needs your spirit to do that. It needs to have light go to light. Okay? And so that's probably the answer that I could give all of you. This is why you have to work on yourself. And by working on yourself, then it can affect other people. So if you have 1,000 entities in your body hopping around, and you get rid of 1,000 of those entities, that means there's 1,000 left to hop into somebody else. So you're actually helping somebody else around you. Maybe if you get rid of the ones out of you, it'll be helping maybe your neighbor or your boss at work or somebody. So you have to work on yourself first. This is the way it works. So, back to you, Annika.
Yeah, okay. So, thank you. We covered a lot about that today, and I was kind of thinking maybe we should go and do a sample of the parallel lifetime clearings, because you did speak about the eggs that were lost on the counter, and Kimberly brought up about looking at a different reality or a different possible parallel lifetime.
Yeah, what we can do is a clearing here. So we'll just go back. We'll go today, okay? So what we're going to do is, to make it more personal for everybody, we'll go back 1 hour from now, okay? 1 hour in the past. Remember, we're dealing with a time-based reality. So if you just think of it as a tape measure, we'll go back, we'll just say 1 inch on the tape measure, okay? And all that information is recorded. The dark side records all of it, okay? That's known as your Akashic Records. Remember, the light only works in the now. They don't care about what happened in the past because you're leaving the now. Now to now to now to now to now. So here we go. We're going to go back 1 hour from when the show, an hour before the show started to now, this moment, okay? And we're going to take away the parallel life that you were in. So this is just typically, you probably were not in any lifetime during this program, okay, because you're in the light. So here we go. I'm going to count to 20 and release you out of those lifetimes. Just see how your body feels. See if you have any deja vu patterns, mind pictures or something, because remember, this is all mind energy. So here we go. I'll count to 20 as this gets released. Bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. There, see how your body feels. See if you had any changes. Because you were brought out of those parallel lifetimes and bringing you into this one here. And you still could have been in there partially, maybe during part of these shows, if you had splits inside of yourself. We'll say that your spirit was split. I won't even get into that. That draws more cans of worms, okay? And we don't want any alien worms here. So anyway, we'll keep it very simple. So see if you felt any changes. So I think we have a caller online. I heard a beep a little bit ago. Anybody out there? Hello?
Hello? Is there any caller on?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. You could tell by my voice who it is, right, Annika?
Yes.
Okay. I typed something in because I did want that question answered. Somebody asked that a while back. It wasn't my question. I don't remember who put this up, but it was a good one about magnetic bodies. If it's misaligned or has to be untwisted, can entities be trapped there until that is done?
Very good question. Can entities be trapped inside of your bodies that make up the physical body? Or it could be answer, or question could be, are these bodies that are with us hold entities? I would probably say the word to be yes.
No, I meant the magnetic bodies, the ones that were misaligned or twisted.
Could
they have been trapped in there so that it couldn't come out if you did an entity clearing, that it would still be there because it was twisted in there?
Yes, I would say that would be correct. Uh-huh.
Somebody asked that great question and never repeated it, and I kept remembering that. But that's not my real question. I really wanted to share something with you, Ron. I think I emailed you, but I wanted to share it on air because I have had the space clearing, and I actually, you know, doing all this work felt like it was so much, you know, you said we have a lot of responsibility. We have to keep up all of this and constantly asking for clearings and all of that. Even I'm on the intensive, I still didn't feel like I was having any fun. I know you love doing the healings, but even if I love getting the healings, but then it's also a chore on a certain level. I'm not having a lot of fun. But finally, because of this clearing that you finally added to the page, not that none of the others are just as important, but this one really saved me, let me go out there again and be amongst people, because when I went out to a party, I was trying to network for you. That's the reason. I also enjoy myself at the same time. But I know that the people that were in there were going to have dark side. They do all kinds of dark side practitioner stuff. I know they all are. So it was very interesting being able to put the space clearing up for myself as I'm traveling, because I had to take the train, the bus, and the whatever. I took so many modes of transportation. I put that on there specifically explaining, and then I put it on for some reason. The space clearing can go 99,999 minutes. So I had it on, or I didn't know it could do that. So I just left it on, and I said, I stayed overnight at this party, and I knew I needed to space clear that whole, you know, land that they were on, because I just know everybody does all kinds of dark side information practitioner. And when I got there and they were networking, it all came out. Every single dark side practitioner that I ever was involved with in the past or knew about that I know for sure is dark side practitioners was all discussed there. And I didn't feel a thing. I was so protected. I had so many, you know, windows up before I left, so that I was protected the entire time. But I was also in my heart, not judging every little thing, not trying to protect myself. I knew I was sick, but I really didn't know for sure until I was there and experienced the entire day and a half that I was able to be in the world and just be myself and not have to concern myself with any of that anymore. So I was really happy about that, Ron. I really think that space clearing was a lifesaver. And now I can enjoy my life again.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah, that's so good. Thank you for.
There's one more question I really do want to ask, if that's okay. If not, I'll ask another time then. I just have one little thing, because it's something about the emotional body, Ron. I'm starting to wonder, after doing all those clearings, like the mental body barcode, the earth mind matrix, the dark side ascension program removal, and then the Galactic Federation disconnect, I started to have these crazy wild swings of energy, and people might think it's manic, but I'm just like, my energies could not be at peace for some reason, and I somehow believe that they were still trying to get at me through, I don't know what body, obviously probably my past lives and genetics that I still need to clear deeper, because I thought I was so, you know, safe from all of that, and I didn't understand why I keep going through these swings of energy. One minute I'm like calmly speaking, and all of a sudden I speak really rapidly, and I don't know if I'm being jerked around by the mind control or what.
I would say that's probably what it is that you're getting more spirit energy in you, you're getting freedom, and then maybe all of a sudden the dark side kind of wants to put you back into the conveyor belt, right, the escalator, we'll call it, or whatever, and it wants to put you back into the timeline reality.
They actually threw me with other people that I really thought understood what I was going through, but they actually accused me of all kinds of stuff and didn't let me try to explain that I know I'm being manipulated, and the both of us were being manipulated energetically to try to push each other's buttons. And instead of, you know, standing back and letting me speak the truth, this person didn't want to hear it and just wanted to call me crazy, manic, and just get a healing from you. And I don't believe that. I'm sure you could have helped me, Ron. I know that much. But I also have to deal with things as they come. I can't always call up for a healing from you. So I need to be able to, what can I do, Ron? Like the self-empowerment when that happens to me again?
I thought you would just get on the dark side practitioner.
Okay.
And put their name in, and that will clear their energies as they're courting to you. Remember, the darkness is working through them. So you're seeing a physical body, and you think that person or whatever's talking to you is what you communicated with before last time you saw them. And it could be
right.
A shapeshifter in there talking.
Or
and
it could be
someone just like them, and they don't want to hear or confront you. They want to confront you with what you're talking about. And remember, they live off that emotional energy.
But it was so strange. I was supposed to be doing something special for you that day. I was supposed to make a big, big time connection, and this person called me. I answered the phone thinking I was going to just be quickly, and then turned into a whole. So I was so late that I did not make that network. It was a really important one for you. And so then I realized, they used this person to get to me, and I was late for it, and I never made the connection for you. And it was a really important one to help with the people who are domestic violence, and they would have gotten grants for me, and I would have been able to get you involved in it. And this person called me up, and I just let that person talk to me, and then it just took me out of time and ruined everything. I will get back to it, but I'm just saying that they threw me off track, and I knew it afterwards. I said, that's the reason they stopped me. They knew I was going to try to bring you to a higher place to help a lot more people. Domestic violence people and mentally ill people that would have made a huge difference in their lives, and with a lot of people, and there'd been a lot of money involved, and I really needed to make this network, but I will have another chance. I've just the feeling that this is the reason they stopped me that particular time, and it threw me for a loop, and I was late for everything.
That's the way they work. Yep, that's what happens.
Okay,
the dark side takes over their consciousness, just like the parallel lives do. And then all of a sudden, they don't want it to happen, so they'll figure out some way to get you into another something, whatever that would be.
That might be the reason why you're not. Remember, you kept saying that you said that we're supposed to be helping you somehow, and we keep getting clearings, but we're being stopped amongst the group. I mean, even within the group, I start to see some things that I don't like what I'm seeing, but I don't think the people in the group are even aware that sometimes we're being used against each other.
Oh, yeah, that happens all the time.
Yeah, so please, please, everybody, if you ever get really upset with somebody in the group, do take a step back and realize you're being manipulated in the group to stop you from doing whatever it is we're supposed to be doing for ourselves, and also to advance Ron out there, because they're trying to test us. And and get us off the track. And so,
that's what they
please,
do.
Everybody,
that's the dark
forgive
side's
each other.
Agenda. Remember, the dark side does not want to lose control of you.
Yeah, please forgive each other. Whatever, do not attack each other online or any of the places on any of the. I beg you all, please don't let that them manipulate us ever again. So take note if you start judging everybody else on the Fast Chat or on the Yahoo group, any place, even if you personally talk to anybody in the group that you have one-on-one with, don't forget that we are being tested and they're trying to get us off course. That's all I want to say. Thank you, Ron.
Can I ask you something, Pauline?
Yes.
I just want to ask you also, because you mentioned about, it's great, everything you mentioned. Thank you so much. And I wanted to mention also about the space clearings that you've been doing, and you were talking to people and seeing people. Do you think the ones that you were with, were they at all getting any clearing from that too? Because I know
I
that can happen.
I probably was going to take a little time because a lot of them didn't want to come on the midnight call. They all looked at me like I had a five heads, but only a few people did come to listen to the show. But I do know I cleared the space out because everybody loved the energy and they were having such a good time. So maybe it will have to be done a few more times. And I did catch a couple of people, which they did say that, oh, I think I've seen Ron. I said, yeah, he's at the Raw Expo, so look for him because this is a Raw group that I was involved at. And I think I planted a few seeds, so if hopefully they'll take and I'll just keep reminding them.
That's so great. Yeah, thank you. That is so great. Thanks for calling in and thanks for sharing. We only have another minute. Do you want to request the divine energy that maybe we could bring in, Pauline?
Connect to our spirits, please. Can we connect to our own spirits? That's the most important thing I would like.
Okay, so, yeah, we'll do that. So we'll bring in more of your spirit back into your body here. Sometimes people's spirits get forced out, and maybe your spirit just alongside of you. And it's with you, but not inside of you. So here we go. On a count to 10 as you come in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We're going to take you out and put you back in again so you're in properly. There we go. You're all in your body properly right now. And on the light being on your monitor screen, we'll bring in peace energy for the next half an hour. So here we go. And so I'll just say blessings to all of you. We have our special conference call coming up this Saturday and Sunday. You can go to the website to check that out. Also, going to the Conscious Life Expo, middle of February, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I think it's around the 13th. And hope to see you there if you're in the Los Angeles area. Booth number 308. It's a wonderful event. Come to the Conscious Life Expo. Bye, everybody, and good night. Blessings.
Blessings. Bye. Thank you.